Labyrinth. You have to understand that the labyrinth in this poem is not a metaphor, not a labyrinth like something that's predictable from a distance but utterly chaotic as you're experiencing it, not a labyrinth like you could free yourself if only you would step off the path. Not a labyrinth like the dust that your string crumbled to has been pushed to corners by endless steps and you can't really remember what you're looking for or what you'd do if you found it, but a labyrinth like somebody lugged 30 wheelbarrows full of stones into this field and knelt in the grass to lay them out in just the right pattern for hours, maybe days, maybe weeks. I can see her struggling to her feet, working a cramp out of her hip, putting her white hair up and letting it out as the beginnings of another sunset lick the stones she just laid, and the real dance is between what was there before and what bursts into being under her eyes. My head is rattling like a marble in a Rube Goldberg machine offering me scraps of poems, the chorus of a song I didn't notice was being piped into the grocery store yesterday. Sparks of connection. Is this anything? Is this anything? The stones are uneven under my sandals and my heart is beachcombing just like always. Is this the right stone? Is this the piece of tide-digested glass that belongs in your hand? Will the shape of this snail shell complete some kind of circuit, one that your conscious mind knows nothing about, but it lives somewhere near your solar plexus, and when it connects, suddenly everything feels different. Different, like the sky being drawn back like a curtain to reveal the dance between what was there before and what bursts inside your belly when the last stone is laid. Different, like being suddenly left behind as the planet whirls off without you, flinging you into something not exactly new, but wholly unimaginable. The frame of reference of the space between the stars, not even the stars themselves, not even the reflections of the stars in the scrying pond, not even the pattern of the reflections of fireflies dancing with the reflections of stars, but the context for which there is no context, the timescale that makes timescales meaningless. You are wildly awake. You are still as the sun.